From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. On Sunday, President Joe Biden announced he was stepping out of the race, and he endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to replace him as the nominee to run against former President Donald Trump. Yesterday, we took a deep dive into what happens now, and today we're continuing our coverage on this dramatic shift in politics. Our morning edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Dr. Sam Martin, Frank and Bethany Church Endowed Chair of Public Affairs at Boise State University, to talk about how the Biden-Harris flip on the Democratic ticket impacts Idaho and how Idaho will impact the race. Let's take a listen.
I keep thinking about how many eligible voters had said for quite some time now they had little to no interest in this year's race for the White House and truly indicated their reluctance to even vote. I have to assume the events of the last few days changed that pretty quick.
It sure feels like that. I try to keep my expectations a little bit tempered because I live in a bubble full of people who are almost as obsessed about politics as I am. But yeah, it certainly feels like there's been a big burst of enthusiasm and that there's really even a sense of palpable relief. I think it was Richard Nixon who said that whoever's having the most fun is going to win, right? Wow. And for a long time, like last week at the convention, the Republicans seemed to be having a blast and the Democrats seemed, you know, 15 minutes from being placed in the coffin. And now all of a sudden the Democrats seem like they're having a lot of fun and the Republicans have been thrown on their heels. So we'll see if this is permanent momentum shift, if it's just another moment on the roller coaster that we've kind of been on since 2016 when Trump emerged as a candidate.
The cliche is that all politics is local. And of course, there's great truth to it too. I think about Idaho not necessarily moving the needle on electoral votes, but a lot of money, millions of dollars come out of this state here in the Treasure Valley, certainly in the Sun Valley area.
Idaho does make its way known through those dollars that you've talked about, through fundraising. As a small state with just 4 electoral votes and two representatives and that kind of thing, it's hard sometimes to know if the state is making much of a mark via our actual electoral interactions. But the money really does come out of Idaho and disproportionately so. And I think that that is another reason why this makes it exciting for Idahoans, this mix up in the race, because like you just mentioned, something that felt kind of settled and it was going to be what a lot of people regarded as a dreary choice. I saw a funny meme. It was a dreary choice. Do I want to spend the next 4 years watching American Psycho or Weekend at Bernie's, right? And now all of a sudden there's something that we've not ever seen before. And that will certainly, it's going to give us something to write about in the history books, and we'll just see what that story turns out to be.
I also think of how Idaho is right in the middle of the conversation on reproductive rights. And 2 weeks ago, to your point, this election was stuck in the mud of ageism and President Biden's faculties and the age of Donald Trump, too. But today, we're talking about more about the issues, and reproductive rights is pretty high on that list.
I really hope that you're right, George. You know, the United States has a long history not treating women very well when it comes to their leadership in the public sphere. There's a lot of scholarship that suggests that the presidency especially is a very masculinized role. So I think that in a post-Dobbs era, it's not the worst idea that Democrats have ever had to run a woman at the top of the ticket. And so for them, it's a strategic choice. It's one that started in 2020 when they put Kamala Harris into the vice presidency to begin with. But it's going to be very interesting to watch Donald Trump, who is really just running one of the most macho campaigns in history, against the first Black female candidate and the first female who would ever occupy the Oval Office should she win. I just want to warn your listeners that there's going to be racist and there's going to be gendered news coverage. It's going to feel terrible sometimes. And the best antidote that I can offer for that is ask questions, right? Ask people that you're in conversations with, be specific about what you mean. Are you sure that you understand the consequences of what you're suggesting? Because I really truly believe most people don't mean to fall into a trap that speaks poorly about women or anyone who's not, you know, sort of straight American male, but it happens quickly if we don't pay attention.
I keep thinking of Barack Obama and how he said, look, I happen to be a Black man, but I am anxious to be the president of all Americans. And to your earlier point, the Democratic convention now, it's worth watching this year.
It's going to be a heck of a time. I tell you, the convention happens to begin after classes start at Boise State, and I'm so happy because we'll be able to direct our students to pay attention and to really look at what's happening. And it's felt like a long time since I've been able to interact with my students and talk to them and give them a chance to see democracy that's exciting and where people are really engaged and make good decisions. And what Joe Biden has done, stepping down from the presidency and saying that he was less important than the voters or the party or the Constitution. I don't mean to be sounding like I'm endorsing the Democrats or like I think that Donald Trump is an unacceptable choice. That's for each voter themselves to determine. But what I do mean to suggest is that we're seeing a shift right, where new voices are being allowed in and new ideas are being thought about. It's really going to be a chance for maybe the first time, at least since 2016, for there to be a feeling like the system really is the voice of the people, right? If we think about it, the people, voters, really put a lot of pressure on Joe Biden to drop out. And he didn't want to, and then he ultimately did. And that's an example of what we tell our students is supposed to happen, that there's a public sphere and we talk about it. And so I just can't emphasize enough the way in which I hope this is a moment where our democracy, instead of talking about all the ways we don't get along and all the ways we're on different sides and all the ways that we as citizens can't find the common ground, I hope that what we've discovered here is that we still do really care about the system and we still really do have the most exciting, best form of government that's ever existed on the planet, which is democracy.
I can't wait to hear from you in the months to come about those interactions with students. They could hold the election in their hands.
Young people were essential to Barack Obama's election in 2008.
Right.
And young people, I think the polls and the studies were showing, were among the most disaffected by Joe Biden's run for re-election. And so if there's some kind of movement with those folks, it could be really interesting in terms of what's going to happen with the election. It's going to be interesting to see what it's like having a woman of color likely top the ticket. It's just going to be interesting to see how Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, if they in fact do become the two candidates, go about talking about one another and about the American people. Because I think we're about to see two very distinct pictures of who the United States is and who these candidates are going to argue it should be going forward.
That was Dr. Sam Martin, Frankenbethian Church Endowed Chair of Public Affairs at Boise State University, speaking with our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, about how the Biden-Harris flip on the Democratic ticket impacts Idaho. For more coverage on Biden stepping out of the race, you can always go to our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Here at Shortwave Space Camp, we escape our everyday lives to explore the mysteries and quirks of the universe. We find weird, fun, interesting stories that explain how the cosmos is partying all around us. From stars to dwarf planets to black holes and beyond, we've got you. Listen now to the Shortwave podcast from NPR.